Doctor, things are just getting worse and worse. I don't know if I can do my job. As a superheroine, I'm supposed to protect this city, but I just enjoy getting defeated too much. What I want more than anything is for an attractive, powerful man to dominate me, tie me up, and ravish me. This never used to be an issue. I took up the mantle of Bluebird years ago, and it's not until the last few months that I've had these fantasies. I mean, I guess there were some warning signs early on. Like when I was young, I loved the scenes in the movie when the heroine or damsel was bound or in peril, and I was disappointed when they were rescued so quickly. To make up for it, I replayed those scenes over and over. I liked to imagine myself as the damsel. When I became sexually active, I wanted to be dominated. I wanted a boy to overwhelm me with his strength and size, pin me down and take me. And therein lies one of the biggest downsides of super strength. I never met anyone who could overpower me, not even close. Sometimes I'd let them pretend to wrestle me. I imagine I was pretty convincing. My muscle looks like an average girl's, and I didn't let on that I was, you know, enhanced. But even the strongest boys are weak. Flimsy. Fucking them felt like fucking the air. So I guess, over time, I just sort of forgot my BDSM side. Not to say I haven't had sex since I was a teenager. Just not often, and never all that good. I didn't really consider myself a sexual person. I mean, I masturbate, maybe once every few months, but that was it. Until I met Blitz. It's stupid. I don't know his real name, but I can't stop thinking about him. No one else has ever beaten me, but Blitz crushes me every time. He smacks me around for as long as he wants to fight and knocks me out when he's finished with me. At first, I hated it. I convinced myself it was a fluke and that I'd get him next time. No. Couldn't be more wrong. And the wild thing is, after a while, started to enjoy it. I can't even get myself off anymore unless I think about Blitz having his way with me, which is embarrassing. The only time he's touched me sexually was when I begged him, and even then he was only teasing me. I don't know if he even finds me attractive. He's aloof. But I want him. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by all this. Blitz is my type. He's almost a foot taller than I am, big shoulders, huge biceps. He looks like the kind of man who could snap me like a twig. He's got these eyes, so dark, you can barely make out his pupils. And when I'm exhausted and kneeling before him, they twinkle, like he's piercing my mind and can tell I enjoy it. One time, with his deep, commanding voice, he ordered me to kneel, and I was too weak to resist. He towered over me. I was eye level with the crotch of his pants. I could see just the outline of his bulge. He couldn't hide it, even if he wanted to. His dick is huge. I wanted to lick his shaft and kiss his head through his jeans, which made it pretty easy for him to knock me out and get away with the money. And that's just one example of why this is such a problem. You can't imagine how amazing it feels for a natural sub like me to find someone like Blitz, someone who could dominate me. Usually, before I fight someone, I feel the adrenaline. When I square off with him, though, I just feel aroused. Everything he does to win turns me on, and I'm useless to resist. He's punched me, thrown me against a wall, pounded me into the floor, pushed me to my knees, and backhanded me like a little bitch. He's grabbed my cape and held onto it while he tosses me across the room, breaking walls and furniture. He's choked me by my own cape. God, I can't even put into words how much that turns me on. At home, sometimes I tighten a belt around my neck, close my eyes, and moan his name. Once, he tied my hands to a pillar, spun me around so my back was to him. He ripped my cape off my shoulders, wound it in his hands, and whipped me. He aimed for my lower back and shoulders, but when he accidentally spanked my ass with his own cape, I moaned like a whore. There's one night in particular that I really need to process. My costume isn't much, just a skimpy leotard that leaves my arms and legs exposed, but it's strong material. Doesn't matter. He manhandles me so thoroughly that it often falls apart, sometimes exposing one of my boobs or a little bit of my belly or my butt. I've been told I have a nice body. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my tits. I just hope that Blitz likes them. Sorry, I'm distracted. Back to the night. Once, after he'd thrown me around half the city, my costume was basically tatters. I was covered in sweat and dirt and a little blood, and he could see everything. I love how it feels to be dominated so hard your clothes literally fall off, while the man in charge is still fully dressed. At this point, I was lying on my back, naked, my chest heaving with every breath. He looked so huge from down there. He placed a boot between my exposed breasts, not to harm me or anything, just to keep me still. He asked me if I would surrender, and this is so embarrassing, and one of the reasons this night is so hard for me to get over, but I was only half aware at this point. I said, "Yes, Daddy." And he told me to swear never to interfere with him again. Now it's my job to stop evildoers whenever I can, so of course I can't promise that. He stepped on me a little harder. I screamed. It felt so good, I thought about just giving in. But I was dying to know what else he would do to me. I found out. He grabbed a handful of my hair, close to the scalp, and slowly raised me to my feet. My knees were too wobbly to stand without him holding me. He kept me at arm's length, and I threw a few punches at his chest. All I did was amuse him by whimpering at how much it hurt my knuckles. He then pulled me close, so my chest was pressed against his hard pecs, and he squeezed. It was the tightest bear hug I've ever felt. I thought I was going to break. I struggled and flailed, but his biceps were iron. He looked down at my jiggling tits and enjoyed the view. Even when he was crushing me, his gaze felt affirming. He brought his face close to mine so I could feel his stubble on my cheek. His lips nearly brushed my earlobe and his hot breath filled my ear. He whispered, "How does it feel to be completely helpless?" I don't know if anything has ever made my pussy so wet. I craved for him to fuck me in that bear hug, bounce me on his dick while he held me as his helpless little captive. I was about to promise him anything he wanted, but somehow instead I said, "Defeat me." He told me he already had and said, "No, defeat me completely." He squeezed a bit harder and asked what I meant, and I told him I wanted him to fuck me senseless and make me his slut. He just laughed and told me to call him Master, so I did. Twittering there in his arms, I called him Master and Daddy, and I kissed his jaw and licked his neck and begged him for his cock. Blitz released me and I fell onto my knees. I've already told you how much that turns me on. I could barely support myself, so I leaned mouth first into his bulge. But Blitz placed a hand under my jaw and lifted me by my neck. He must have been able to tell how wet I was. My bare nipples were rock hard, but his dick, which by the way is big even when flaccid, didn't look like it had even shifted position under his pants. I felt so sad to know he wasn't as aroused as I was. So he's holding me, my toes dangling several feet off the floor. I clawed at his wrist and forearm with both hands, but he's unstoppable. Then he told me that I would get to taste his cock only when I've earned it. He said he's always wanted to watch a pretty little heroine squirm as he made her come. I begged and whimpered and moaned. With his free hand, he caressed my thigh. Sorry, I know I'm getting clearly aroused just remembering, but I think I need to talk this through, right? Okay. So he squeezed my inner thigh then higher up. Still holding me off the ground by my neck, he ran the tip of his finger around my labia. I was burning for him. He laughed at how wet I was, and he slowly spread my pussy lips apart with the length of his finger. He lubricated his thumb with just the wetness outside of my vagina and circled my clit. I don't know how he did it, but it felt like his thumb and my clit were connected, and he knew just how to press and tease and circle it to bring me to the edge. My mouth was wide open, moaning and begging him to finish off his pretty little superhero. I came before his hand entered me. When he spread my pussy open with his big index and middle fingers and then stoked inside of me, his thumb was still working on my clit. I don't know how many times I came, the walls of my pussy pulsing and gripping his fingers. At that point, I was physically exhausted, recovering from relentless waves of orgasms. He lifted me higher, then held me horizontally over his head with two arms. I was totally prone, unable to move as he spun me around a few times. I called him Master and Daddy, and I told him I'd never bother him again, and he threw me down hard into his raised knee. The pain was unbelievable, and I passed out, absolutely defeated. So, how does Blitz make me feel? He makes me feel weak, dominated, feminine. He's the most powerful man I've ever met, and he makes me feel like a woman. I don't want to protect the city from him as much as I want him to ravish my body. And I'm afraid that I might just do whatever he says, even turn to a life of crime, if it means he'll bend me over, slap my ass, and fuck me.